You take a moment just to be wherever that might be at, taking in the world around you. Is it hot, cold, just right? Maybe in that Goldilocks zone. What's your body saying to you? Is it at peace? Is it calm? Restless? Agitated? Knotted? Disturbed? Bubbly? Taking a moment to understand where the breath begins and where it ends. Taking check of your rhythms, your cycles. Do you feel any pressure? How does that pressure feel? Where's their lightness? Where's their ease and stability? On today's descent, we're just going to go through two simple meditations. Little narratives. This first one is what it's like to be a mosquito. The world is so big and loud. Everywhere I zip zap, zeep zoop, all the way, it's never quick enough. Always this pressure. Oh, so much pressure. Zooping and zapping from date to date. Just trying someone to find just one to match with. But everyone swats away and shoos, screams at me, declaring genocidal war. Chemicals coughing and creating the most obnoxious odors, deforming and twisting my breath, taking it away from me. And then swatting down, pinning me in place. Taking my body away from me. Traps to get stuck on, where I watch myself dry on a vine. I'm sorry I did not ask to be born this. I, like any other creature, am just trying to survive. Trying to get a drink to eat. My ancestors appeared far before yours did on this world. It was our home first. And while your rises and falls have created whole new Anthropocenes, we still live and can live in harmony. We still can. Because your ponds of stagnant waters, where the muck churns the least, and finally a moment of peace is able to protect my kin and my children and the future generations. And while you squat and spray and chew away, I still need to eat. And your kind has taken away our land and slaughtered out all the other species to extinction. We still eat to live and pray. So the next time you hear that little buzz behind your ear and that prick you feel dancing down your back, think of the luck. Be grateful you weren't born a mosquito, and give some grace. This next meditation, this next narrative, is on the process of rejuvenation. The incremental process that leads us to sudden revelation is both exhausting and rejuvenating. Serving is a reminder to examine the non-duality as of life's causes and conditions. Being human is hard. Figuring out how to live life is something we all ask ourselves. And honestly, no one is really sure of anything, or at least not any meaningful answers that aren't surface level at best. The reality is for each of us, well, is it depends on, well, where, when, who, what, why, how, because, and so many other more extreme causes and conditions. What you can control is, honestly, showing up, doing the best you can with what you know and how you can do it, right? Just keep trying to do the next best thing, and trying to keep doing the next right thing to grow, be present, and authentic in that response. Honestly, making it into kind of a little bit of a feedback loop, right? Doesn't matter what the response is from life. What does it remember that in that, or sorry, it does matter what the response is from life. It doesn't really matter what the inciting condition is. Taking accountability when you cause a system error and patching the system back up when something else comes in and causes a mess. Making sure to take the time to balance it all. Taking the time to respond, nurture it, take care of it, and grow one step at a time. Doing the hard work. Continuing to show up. Continuing to respond. During the course of those winter months. And surviving. Surviving the cold. Surviving the hot of the warm months. The dog days of summer. When it becomes drudgeous to respond to whatever that initial response is. Takes time. Takes time. Takes effort. Continuously showing up. Changing yourself. Transmuting yourself into something new. Takes time. Then suddenly, one day, another event happens, and you're just there. You feel something new. Maybe a little bit of warmth. After all of your effort, after taking all the time to create different spaces from scratch, taking time to heal the trauma that's been both inflicted on you and from you, you are here. Now, that's the gift. You don't get to change what the event was. You get to be here for it. You have, in essence, completed the alchemist quest in finding that transmutation, taking one substance into another. While you can still find that through line as light touches light, you find yourself truly in a new place, a new space, a new perspective. The transmutation of rebirth to begin again from here, now, in this time and place. Just remember, we still have the rest of time to explore. Thank you, Traveler, for your time in this space. Wherever you might go from here. No. You are loved. You are worthy. And you are enough. Thank you for acting with compassion, taking the time to learn, respond, and cultivate compassion.
Once more, but innumerable times.